This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. A former senior journalist at Hong Kong's now-closed pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, was released from custody today, 2 days after he was arrested at the airport. Media reported that 57-year-old Fung Wai Kong became the latest person from the media outlet to be targeted after a raid on the newspaper by 500 officers nearly 2 weeks ago and the arrests of five executives, two of whom have been charged under a sweeping new national security law. It was not immediately clear what the investigation into Fung was focused on. Fung is the seventh employee at the media group to be arrested in recent weeks, deepening concerns over press freedoms in the former British colony that returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Meanwhile, dozens of photojournalists gathered outside the Istanbul governor's office on Tuesday to protest the detention of a colleague while covering the LGBT Pride March. Bülent Kilic was temporarily detained on Saturday as riot police blocked marchers from reaching Taksim Square, a focal point for demonstrations on Istanbul's European side. Human rights and press freedom groups have highlighted growing restrictions on the media in Turkey in recent years. Russian Health Minister Mikhail Murashko said Tuesday that 151,000 people in Russia are currently in hospitals with the coronavirus amid a third wave driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Infections have especially spiked in the capital of Moscow and second largest city, St. Petersburg, which hosts a Euro 2020 quarterfinal on Friday. At a televised meeting of Russia's coronavirus task force, Murashko said the situation is tense, especially in large cities. This is VOA News. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida on Monday night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse. The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Rescue expert Jeff Saunders with Texas A&M's task force says when to switch from rescue to recovery is not based on time, but on information.
Information is coming back from the canines, from the acoustic listening devices and all of those other indicators that they're still viable and survivors still on the pile.
Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside just outside of Miami, Florida. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Italy yesterday for the G20 explained that it was an issue of U.S. troops being under fire. U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties 1 day after U.S. warplanes conducted those airstrikes. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Good news on the immigration front at the U.S. southern border, Tim McGuire reports from Associated Press.
There's been a dramatic drop in the number of migrant children housed at the government's largest emergency shelter. Last month, some 4,800 girls crossed the U.S. border with Mexico alone were housed at an emergency facility at Fort Bliss, Texas. Since then, that number has dropped to 790 boys only as of Monday. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says all the girls have either been reunited with relatives in the U.S., with sponsors such as family friends, or licensed facilities in other parts of the country. The administration drew sharp criticism from child welfare advocates in May and the 1st of June for its handling of the record number of unaccompanied children crossing the border. Despite the improvements, the secretary is urging Congress to fix what he calls a broken immigration system. I'm Tim McGuire.
And the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, in a landmark report, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.